There is this universally frustrating reality in the corporate world.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, you're sitting at your desk, just mindlessly clicking next, next, next on some dusty old learning management system.
Right, the classic compliance click-through.
Exactly. You're just trying to get to the quiz at the end so you can, guess the answers, get that little green check mark, and finally get back to your actual job.
And the funny thing is, from the company's perspective, the second you pass that quiz, a database somewhere just records a completion.
But that is the total illusion of the completed training record.
Yeah.
I mean, just because someone clicked through an old slide deck, it doesn't mean they actually have the operational capability to do the job safely or correctly
Yeah.
when they are like actually standing on the warehouse floor.
It's a massive organizational blind spot. Businesses mistake a digital receipt of completion for actual applied competence. And structurally, those are two very different things. A completion record just tells you what a person did in the past, but a capability record, that tells you what they are equipped to do right now.
Which is exactly why today we are doing a deep dive into a platform that was built to just completely dismantle that illusion.
Yeah.
The platform is called Scree XX. And just a quick note for you listening to make sure we're pronouncing it right throughout this deep dive, Scree XX actually rhymes with the word Strix.
Yeah, it's a great platform.
So we are going to look at how Scree X fundamentally redesigns the front door of employee development. Because to solve that broken, isolated training record, you really have to start with how the learner interacts with the training in the first place. You have to look at the app. So, okay, let's unpack this.
The learner-facing app is really the critical bottleneck for most training rollouts. If the system is a chore to navigate, employees will only engage with it under duress. But the Scree XX learning app functions entirely differently. It's designed as a dynamic catalog rather than, a static digital filing cabinet.
Yeah, I noticed that in the source material. It's the employee's central hub. Within this app, learners access individual modules, broader training courses, and highly structured learning paths.
Exactly.
But the real architectural difference is how it organizes that information. It doesn't just throw a massive list of assigned tasks at you. It intentionally segments the learning into really clear categories.
Right, which is huge for the user experience.
It is. It distinguishes between mandatory compliance training, optional out-of-work learning, specific assigned tasks, and role-based learning. Because if you're an employee logging in, that separation is everything.
Absolutely.
When an old-school LMS throws 50 courses at you in a single dashboard, it creates immediate cognitive overload. You have no idea what keeps you legally compliant for tomorrow's shift versus what helps you get promoted next year.
And that organization is unified under what Stux Acts calls the My Ecosystem.
My ecosystem, right?
Yeah, the interface revolves around my dashboard, my skill trees, my overdue items, and my retakes. It centers the entire architecture around the individual's progress.
I mean, if Scree XX is more like a live GPS for your career, how does it actually know where you are on the map? Because a traditional LMS is just that digital filing cabinet where training goes to die.
Well, what's fascinating here is that it tracks progress in a way that respects how modern work actually happens. The app is mobile first and entirely self-paced.
Let me pause you on that self-paced aspect because that brings up a really practical challenge.
Okay.
Say you're an employee fitting training in between actual work tasks.
Yeah.
You're watching a training video on your tablet in the break room, and suddenly your shift starts. What happens to that progress? Because usually, if you close a window, you have to start the whole 45-minute module all over again.
Yeah, and that is precisely what causes friction. But Scree XX captures progress at the edge of work. It preserves your location exactly where you left off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when you open the app later, say at home on your phone, you resume precisely at that timestamp. By tracking these micro interactions in real time, the system just constantly updates your coordinate on your broader learning path.
So the app solves the front door problem for the learner. But if we pull back and look at this from the company's perspective, we run into the elephant in the room.
Legacy content.
Exactly, legacy content. You cannot talk about rolling out a modern capability engine without addressing the terabytes of old training courses a company already owns. I mean, organizations have spent thousands of hours and millions of dollars building SCORM packages.
Right, you can't just toss out a decade of institutional investment. But for those who might not be deep in the weeds of instructional design, it probably helps to understand why SCORM is such a headache for modern systems.
Yeah, it's a very rigid format.
It is. SCORM, whether you are looking at the older 1.2 standard or SCORM 2004, It essentially acts like a digital bubble. You put your course content and your quiz inside this bubble. When a learner takes the course, the legacy LMS basically just knocks on the bubble and asks, did they pass? And the bubble just replies yes or no.
Right.
A modern data-driven capability engine has a very hard time reading what actually happened inside that bubble.
So how does Skrex handle a 20-year-old SCORM package without losing the granularity of its new capability model?
But did they support it, right?
They do. They handle it by creating a deliberate architectural split. SkrexX has really robust support for secure ZIP package imports for SCORM 1.2 in 2004.
Okay.
It runs validation and launch file checks instantly, and managers can preview and test content before releasing it. But the clever part is that it intentionally separates the course player from the record of capability.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, SkrexX plays the SCORM content flawlessly, capturing the runtime progress, pass or fail status, and scores. However, SkrexX itself remains the ultimate system of record for the assignment, the compliance, and the audit.
Meaning the old module completion is sort of extracted from the bubble and fed directly into the modern skill tree.
And from a compliance standpoint, I saw that it maintains immutable, historic versions of those packages, which is huge. If you're an auditor doing a safety review after an incident on the warehouse floor, you don't just want to know if an employee passed a general safety course. You need to see the exact version of the SCORM package that employee interacted with 2 years ago.
Yeah, that historical immutability is just vital for defensibility. StrikeX locks that version history in alongside the learner's attempt history. So your legacy investment is completely safe, and it is fully integrated into a modern tracking environment.
Okay, so legacy content is bridged, but what about the reality of a modern, fast-moving operation? Like, procedures change overnight.
All the time.
Say you get a new piece of manufacturing equipment, or your company adopts a new software system. You need training tomorrow. You don't have 3 months to brief an instructional design agency. How do you generate new, relevant content at the speed of business?
Well, this is where we look at the platform's AI generation tools. Because organizations usually have the knowledge they need already, it's just trapped in unstructured formats.
Right.
SkrikeX allows you to take your messy operational reality. I'm talking standard operating procedures, dense PDFs, video files like MP4s and MOVs, Word docs and PowerPoint presentations, and upload them directly into the engine.
And it takes that unstructured data and automatically generates structured learning modules. It builds the lessons and the knowledge checks. But I really want to dig into the mechanics of those knowledge checks because, well, it's easy to generate a basic 5-question quiz. It's incredibly difficult to build a rigorous assessment.
It really is.
And the system utilizes massive question banks with random pooling.
Yeah, and that random pooling is a crucial mechanism. I mean, if you just give an employee a static 5-question quiz, the second time they take it, they just memorize the pattern.
Right, they know the answers are A, C, B, D, A.
Exactly. It tests their short-term memory, not their operational capability.
So SkrisX shuffles the questions every time, and it shuffles the answers within those questions. Even more strategically, you can specify a difficulty mix for each attempt. Like, you can tell the system, pull 20% easy questions, 50% medium, and 30% hard. Every single attempt becomes a completely unique assessment.
And it moves well beyond basic multiple choice, too.
Right. They have a lot of formats.
The AI generates multi-select questions, true-false, image-based questions, and most importantly, complex scenario questions.
Oh, those are great.
Yeah. It can read a static policy document and generate a situational question like, you are operating the machinery and X happens. Based on the safety protocol, what is your immediate next action?
Yeah.
That actually tests applied knowledge.
And the distractors. When the AI generates a multiple choice question, it doesn't just invent obvious throwaway wrong answers.
Yeah.
It parses the surrounding context of the PDF or the video transcript to generate highly plausible incorrect answers, the distractors.
It forces the learner to actually know the material.
Right, rather than just guessing the obvious outlier. Plus, you can set parameters like negative marking to explicitly discourage guessing, alongside pass marks, attempt limits, and retake cooldown so people can't just spam the test until they get a passing grade.
It is basically building an enterprise-grade assessment environment in minutes, based entirely on your own trusted internal documentation.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting, though. Because if we're talking about AI-generating safety training, I have a massive red flag.
Let me guess, hallucinations.
Yes, generative AI hallucinates. We've all seen it just make things up. If you are responsible for training a technician on a highly critical procedure, say operating a high-voltage electrical panel, You absolutely cannot afford an AI inventing safety parameters just to make a question sound good. How is this actually safe for enterprise use?
That is the exact right question to ask, and it's the hurdle every single enterprise faces when looking at AI right now. Because if the AI is a black box, you just cannot trust it.
Real.
ScreeSX solves this architectural vulnerability through a mechanism called source-linked learning. Every single AI-generated question, every distractor, and every detailed explanation is tied directly back to its origin.
So it actually cites its sources in real time?
Exactly. It links back to specific sections of an SOP, specific pages in an uploaded PDF, exact timestamps in a training video, or specific document excerpts.
Wow.
If a learner is reviewing their quiz and gets a question wrong about that high voltage panel, the system shows them the exact timestamp in the training video where that answer was covered.
But wait, what stops the AI from pushing a hallucinated question to the live environment in the first place?
Yeah.
I mean, citing the source is great after the fact, but what if the question itself is wrong?
That's where the human-in-the-loop workflow comes in.
Yeah.
The AI in ScreeXX only ever creates a draft. It never publishes unilaterally.
Okay, that makes sense.
There is a mandatory workflow requiring human review, edit, and approval before anything goes into the live question bank or is published to the learner catalog.
That distinction is incredibly important. You're basically treating AI as a tireless assistant that does the heavy lifting of reading a 100-page manual and drafting 50 questions, rather than treating it as a manager that publishes without oversight.
Yes. A subject matter expert still holds the keys to the castle.
Right.
It is the only way to maintain auditability and defensible compliance in a regulated industry. You get the speed of AI generation, but the absolute certainty of human governance.
And looking at the commercial reality of this AI integration, deploying generative AI at an enterprise scale usually introduces massive cost unpredictability. Most AI tools bill based on tokens, which is practically impossible for a normal business leader to estimate a budget for.
It's a nightmare for procurement.
Seriously. But StarXX handles this transparently through fair usage controls. They measure usage simply by the number of questions requested.
Which is a metric you can actually forecast. You know roughly how many courses and assessments you need to build in a quarter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Furthermore, they feature monthly allowances and rolling hourly limits to prevent system overload. And I found this feature particularly smart. They use a reservation system. If an API call to the AI provider fails, say the server drops the connection midway through generating a quiz, ScreeXX automatically releases that quota back to you.
So you aren't penalized financially for a technical glitch.
Right. But the most strategic commercial feature is the bring your own key or BOK option.
Oh, that is a fundamental architectural advantage for large organizations.
Because if you're a large enterprise, you likely already have a negotiated bulk discount contract directly with OpenAI or another provider. Mm-hmm. With the BOK option, you can plug your own API key directly into ScreeX. You maintain direct control over your provider costs and leverage your existing discounts, but you keep all of the ScreeXX governance, the human review workflows, and the source linking interface completely intact.
So we have established a secure, governed pipeline. The legacy data is bridged, the new AI content is accurate and source linked, and the assessments are rigorous. The final hurdle is deployment. How do you ensure the learner actually engages with this system? Because, well, the psychology of learning motivation varies wildly across an enterprise. What motivates a software engineer might actively annoy a warehouse operative.
And this is where enterprise software usually fails. You either force superficial gamification on your legal department, or you force boring, text-heavy corporate dashboards on a high-energy logistics team.
Yeah, nobody wins there.
But SecXX solves this by running on one central capability engine, but projecting three distinct front-end learner experiences depending on the audience.
It separates the data architecture from the user interface.
Exactly. So the first interface is the corporate experience. This is clean, professional, and features minimal gamification. It's built for highly regulated environments, office workers, or strict compliance-led development where you just need the facts, a clear dashboard, and a direct path forward.
Then you have the balanced experience. This serves as a sort of middle ground. It's modern and progress-focused, utilizing goals, milestones, and recommended learning.
Like a gentle nudge.
Exactly. It provides a nudge without leaning heavily into game mechanics. It is highly effective for supervisors or mixed workforces who need structured motivation but might find a fully gamified interface distracting.
And then there's the third option, the gamified experience. This is high energy and mission-led. It features a mascot. You earn XP like experience points. You unlock badges. You level up. There are leaderboards, streaks for logging in continuously, and achievement unlocks.
It completely gamifies the learning process.
Which is brilliant for mobile-heavy or highly competitive teams. It essentially acts like a chameleon. The underlying DNA, the capability engine, the SCORM tracking, the AI source linking, that doesn't change. But the system constantly changes its outer skin to perfectly adapt to its environment.
The strategic value here isn't just that it looks different, it's that the underlying engine remains unified.
Right. If your logistics team is earning XP and leveling up by completing a safety module on their tablets, and your legal team is completing the exact same safety module on a minimalist corporate dashboard, your HR and compliance teams see the exact same unified readiness data. You do not have to duplicate your reporting or rebuild your content just to suit different learning psychologies.
It solves the engagement problem without creating a data silo problem, which, yeah, you know, brings us to the ultimate synthesis of all these mechanisms.
Yeah.
When you combine the dynamic app, the SCORM bridge, the governed AI generation, and the adaptable user experiences, if we connect this to the bigger picture, what does this actually mean for an organization?
It means the death of the isolated training record. If you are managing a workforce, ScreeXX functions as an engine that takes fragmented operational knowledge, old PDFs, legacy videos, scattered SOPs, and turns it into structured, reviewable, and highly traceable learning. Learning no longer sits in a silo. It connects directly to skills, evidence, compliance, and readiness.
It allows a business to look at their dashboard and see exactly who is capable of performing a highly specific task right now, based on verified assessments.
Yeah. ScreeXX helps organizations move away from the assumption that someone completed a course 3 years ago, so they must know what to do. It replaces that with, we know exactly what they learned today. We know what specific source manual that knowledge came from. We know exactly how their knowledge was checked using randomized, scenario-based questions. And we can clearly see how that contributes to our real-time workforce capability.
It replaces assumptions with evidence, which leaves us with a profound shift to consider.
Oh.
Think about it. If our learning systems finally connect directly to real-time operational readiness, tracking the nuance of who is capable, who needs a refresher, and who is actively leveling up their skills, how does that change the role of a manager?
I mean, if the system is doing the heavy lifting of capability mapping and compliance tracking, the manager doesn't have to be a nag anymore.
Precisely. Do managers finally get to stop being compliance chasers? Can they put down the clipboard, stop begging people to click next on a dusty slide deck, and start being actual coaches for internal talent mobility?
That is the real potential of tracking applied capability rather than just course completions. It frees leadership up to actually lead. Definitely something to think about next time you are staring at a green checkmark in a spreadsheet, wondering what it actually proves. Until next time.